Okay, I'm still talking about the rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created as a foundation to the relationship between Him and between you. And I said, number one, He doesn't want anything from you. He's Al-Ghani Al-Haziz, Al-Rahmah. By the way, Al-Ghani, the one who doesn't need you. Al-Aziz, Al-Aziz is the mean that what? He can do what he wants, when he wants, how he wants. No one, nothing can stop, delay, change what he wants. And never been conquered. So, he doesn't want to, and he can't to. Because sometimes I don't want to, because it's going to make me trouble. But I can take it, but I don't want it. I can make you do it, but I'm not going to do it. That's what you need to understand from the beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make us do what He wants us to do, what He wants us to do. But He is not going to do that. You need to know that. Why? Because there is what you're going to do, not going to benefit Him, going to benefit you. You don't want to benefit yourself? كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. You trial yourself by yourself in the day of judgment. Okay, I talked about the concept of mercy as a rule and the concept of equality. Based on the equality, what you need to know is this: there is no criteria for superiority. There is no such a thing called somebody is better than somebody based on any criteria. Being a poor is a job. Being rich is a job. Being educated is a job. Being illiterate is a job. Being powerful is a job. Being not is a job. Being a man is a job. Being a woman is a job. And who is the best among us? The one who will do his job better. Simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created males and created females, and they are equal in rights and obligations. I will talk about that for the time being. Take that exclusive issue about men and women as I say it now, because it's going to come a day I'm going to clear everything when I talk about the status of women in Islam. And we will find out that the legislation in Islam consists of three fields, three different levels. One in a human level, another one in sixth level, and a third in what it calls a special cases level. And you will see that Islam forbid completely a discrimination between men and women based on any criteria, because they are a human being based on the first level. So being a woman is a job, being a man is a job, and each one was qualified, subhanallah, to do a job. Maybe I will, as long as I'm in this neighborhood, I will to tell you about the job. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, وخلق الذكر والأنثى وإن سعيكم لشتى. I'm just giving you example about the job. Allah created the man and the woman from the same thing. They live by the same thing. What they need to live, the same thing, right? Maybe they eat from the same food, the same cooking, the same. But وَإِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى, that means your orientation and your response are different. Why? Each one of you, his orientation or her orientation fit the job that they will do. Let me elaborate a little bit in here, and maybe you heard that before. Anger, I mean, any threat or inconvenience make the man angry. Very, very angry. So any threat or inconvenience make the man angry. Any inconvenience or threat make the woman passionate. سبحان الله. You have a man and his wife asleep and the baby cry. What is the reaction? Who will stand up automatically and go to the baby? The woman. Why? She doesn't like to sleep? Okay. The kid keep nagging and begging and nagging and begging. What is the father going to do? Get that baby out of here. I need to sleep. Right? Does the father hear the child? Definitely not. He loved the child and the mother loved the child. But the behavior about the verb that it happened is completely different. And subhanAllah, if this does not exist, if you don't, the man by its own self, aggravation, that means a challenge, threats. So they get angry so they can defend on what is called territorial. Women, they are builders. And they want comfort in their distance, where they are, in their territory. So they are passionate. She's going to take that child, what you want. Maybe you are already dry. You are not wetting yourself. Maybe you already fit, but you want to play. You wake me up to play. You know what I mean? Father going to get real busy here. But the woman will comfort him, play with him, and put him back again to sleep. And after that, she will go back to sleep. That's a different. وَإِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. Your responses to life is different. So you need to know right away all the differences between the people in life. They are nothing but a jobs to do. Know your job and do it right. That's all into it. The differences between us also a beautiful demonstration to God's capability to create. For the human being, for instance, He created black, He created white, He created yellow, He created brown, He created all different types of degrees of colors. Which one is better than the other? None. None. But what is those differences? How are we going to classify them? A mighty demonstration to His capability to create. He's not like a General Motors bringing in one machine or five, six machines in certain size and five, six colors and everybody's happy. Every single living being is a unique profile, unique blueprint. And that unique profile and unique blueprint in constant state of a change. 20 years ago, you are not the same person you are today, even the way you look. Another 20, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you another 20, you're not going to be the same, and on and on and on. Okay, another rule that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set right out is justice. Justice, that means what? What does justice mean? Why we need a justice to start with? Why we go to court? Court represents justice, isn't it? Right? I'm not talking about lawyers here, because they are slick and they have nothing to do with justice. Right? What does the word justice mean? When I say that man is fair, what does that mean? Huh?
There's a balance in how he approaches many things.
Okay. Objectivity. Objectivity. And what does that mean? Everyone gonna get consequence of what he's supposed to get. Life, the bottom line of it, it can be summed in rights and obligations. And who is the fair and just is the one who gives everyone his rights. and take the obligations. Able to accomplish that task. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I am just. You do right, you get the consequence. You do wrong, you get the consequence. No favors and no exceptions. I can give you a lay here, it's called forgiveness. When you realize by yourself your shortcoming, you want to catch up, you want to redirect yourself, you realize your mistake, no, the door will be open and you can catch up. I'm giving you this margin. Or by another word, there is a mercy here with the justice. But you have to understand you are dealing with what? Justice. وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله خيرا. Setting a vivid clear rules. If you make a word of Adam good, you will get it. If you make a word of Adam bad, you will get it. Exception? No exception. Favors? No favors. A special treat? No special treat. You all have the same opportunity and you all have the same margin. The margin is called what? The forgiveness. A chance to reconcile again when you realize it and you want by your own self to come back and to do the right thing. Okay. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identified that the base of his evaluation gonna be what? In this case, the piety and the good deed. And now we agree the piety, the essence of it. Inshallah, one day I will give a complete class about the piety and the element of the piety. But for our purpose now, piety, let us accept it, is khashyatillah. That's the element number one. That I have enough.